Bonsoir et bienvenue à I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker numéro 39. I'm with Kevin again tonight. Good evening, Kevin.
Good evening, Peter. Good evening, everybody.
Tout le monde, good evening, tout le monde. Bonsoir, tout le monde.
Bonsoir, tout le monde. J'espère que vous allez bien. J'espère que ça va, Peter, ce soir.
We're feeling better this week, aren't we? We're not. I am not full of grip.
Yeah, it's better.
Le grip. Although Emily is full of le grip. So yeah. Emily, if you're listening, get well soon. We're going to start with a little XTC, I think. This is Mechanic Dancing. Allez on y va! Lively way to start a show.
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
Definitely, XTC is the sound of I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker.
It is indeed. We might have to, should we just play that again 9 times?
Yeah.
Okay. Wanna play it now?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, next is Mechanic. No. Maybe not. It's called Mechanic Dancing Oh We Go. Because
Oh We Go.
Oh We Go. Because in the song it's a Mechanic Dancing Oh We Go. Mechanic Dancing Oh We Go. So there you have it. The next song is by one of Kevin and mine favourite bands. Killing Joke. Killing Joke have been going now for, well, I saw them first in about 1981, too, maybe. So, yeah, they've been going for 35 years, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they were formed in 1978, maybe.
Yeah, right. So, so getting on for 40 years, in fact. Yeah, wow. And they've been continuing to make music, continuing to make new records. And this is a track, we're going to play a track called Big Buzz, which is from their last album released in October last year, 2015. And the album's called Pylons. It continues in, the whole album continues in the normal Killing Joke style, in that they are very revolutionary, very, very, very anti-capitalist. This track I've chosen, though, is because it's happy and fluffy, and it's called Big Buzz, and it's about what a great buzz it is to have people you love and see them and have a lot of fun. Bloody hippies. Anyway, this is Killing Joke with Big Buzz.
¶¶
follow your dream and you'll go far. Every man and woman is a star. Good lyric. Like it. They started the tour in support of that album in my hometown number two. Hometown number one for me is London. Hometown number two for me is Brighton. And they started it in Brighton at the Concord 2, which is a really good little venue. Probably holds around 800 people. 800 people. That's a good size.
Yeah, yeah.
A good size venue. And I remember seeing them with my friend Wendy three or four times in the early 80s.
Okay.
And the whole 2,000 people just jumping up and down. The room was shaking. And I can imagine it in the Concord, 800 people.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, earthquake time.
Yeah.
Earthquake time. It is now time for Le Kevin Chanson Numéro Un. Kevin, tell us about it.
Yes, because in this show... Peter asked me again to choose four tracks.
It's the Kevin and Peter show now.
Yeah.
Well, except when you're not here, in which case it's the Kevin and Roddell show. But, yeah.
Yes. I tried to be in the I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker spirit. Uh-huh. And for today, I choose a track by the Buzzcocks.
Good band.
Maybe you've seen the Buzzcocks before, no?
Yeah, I think I did. It's one of those. I wasn't that into the Buzzcocks. I liked two or three songs. But they're a little bit too poppy.
Yes, but the two first records are very punky. Yeah. Yeah. And the first singers, with the first singer who was Howard Devoto. Howard Devoto.
Of course, from...
Magazine.
Yes.
And after, he leave the Buzzcocks and formed Magazine with more a kind of atmospheric post-punk.
So this track you're going to play now, is it with Howard Devoto?
No, it's not with...
It's Pete Shelley.
Yes, uh-huh. It's Pete Shelley on the vocals. On the vocals.
Yeah.
And it's the first track of the first record, and I'm sure you will love it.
I know I'm going to love it. Play the record, Kevin.
It's Fast Cars.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. I hate fast cars, yeah. I'm not a petrol head. You ever heard the expression petrol head?
No. The guy who is crazy on the road?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no, crazy about cars.
Yeah, okay.
So petrol head is someone who really likes cars.
Like tuning, you like this kind of stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
When you pump your...
Yeah, that big engine.
Yeah.
maybe like Chris, there's a DJ in England called Chris Evans.
Yeah.
He's not as good as me, even though he's got the same name. he likes fast cars and lots of cars. He has probably has 20 cars. He just likes cars. But no, I'm not petrolhead. I like fast bikes.
Yeah. But I prefer
pedal bikes, not motorbikes. Pedal bikes, fast pedal bikes. They don't go as fast cars, but they're still good. Still better.
Yeah.
And now, the Buzzcocks. I was just saying to Kevin about the Buzzcocks. They were one of those bands when I was 17 and I was a punk and listening to the Sex Pistols and the Clash and all the hardcore punk bands. I didn't like them. They were too poppy. But then 3 or 4 years later, I thought, okay, actually, I really quite like these guys. They're good. Great track. Changes. Something not punky, not fast, not heavy.
No.
Monsieur.
Nothing to do with cars.
Nothing to do with cars, no. All about the things that happen in your life that change you. This is Monsieur David Bowie. Changes.
And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test. Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. You wanna be a richer man?
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. It's gonna have to be a different man. Sides, but never leave the stream of warm permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up and out of it.
Changes. Turn and face the strange.
Changes. Where's your shame? You've left us up to her next to me. Time may change me. You can't twist time. Strange fascination.
Thin White Duke with Changes there. I hope that he's up there on the fluffy clouds, strolling around singing songs. Nice one, David. Time for Kevin's second deuxième chanson, which I believe is the Happy Mondays. Is that right?
Yes, it's right. It's Happy Mondays because I think it's...
Because it's Thursday.
Yes, because it's Thursday. Oh, yeah. And Happy Monday, the spirit of the name, I think it's cool because Happy Monday, Monday is when you come back to work.
Yeah.
And Happy Monday, it's when you don't work.
Yes.
The name of
Blue
the
Monday.
Yes, Blue Monday.
Yeah.
And I choose a track from the first record called Olive Oil, and this band is it's kind of a dance rock band.
Yeah,
they produce kind of dancing music. It's maybe it's the proto house music in England. Maybe I'm not sure, but
What year is it? Where is it from?
From not Sheffield. Where are from Joy Division? They are from
Joy Division. I know you've got me. Liverpool.
Liverpool. It's a band from Liverpool. Happy Mondays.
Yeah.
And they released their first record on Factory, the label of the label of New Order.
Oui, oui.
And the label run by Tony Wilson, who is a well-known.
Yes.
He do some show on the TV, no?
Yes. In England. Yeah. He's a bit of an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
What year is it? This track.
1983, 1984.
Cool.
Something like that.
Yep.
Yes, we listen to track. It's really melodic.
So we're going to dance now, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, dance, cool dance.
Yeah, if you can watch the, they had this thing in England where you have a camera in the studio, and if you go online, you can watch what's happening in the studio. So if you can find one for Radio Vassivier,
click on the website.
Yeah, you can watch me and Kevin dancing.
And it's Olive Hoyle.
A lovely record, Kevin. Well done to you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Well done.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Very happy sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Sean Ryder on vocals there. And Sean,
big drug addict.
Big drug addict, yeah. Rotted all his teeth. Like Shane McGowan got his teeth rotted by alcohol and drugs, probably. And Sean Ryder's had his teeth done as well. Yeah, nice set of white teeth he's got now. I saw him on the telly.
He can speak normally now.
Yeah, yeah. It probably cost him £25,000-£30,000, but, you know, if you've got the money.
Yeah,
why not take the drugs, let your teeth rot, put new teeth in.
But not just that the brain is...
The brain's not there. Maybe it's not such a good idea after all. Now, La Slotte du Fromage. We don't seem to have a word in French for slot, do we?
I'm not sure. What is slot? Can you
slot,
explain?
Slot, it's like you would find a slot on a bookshelf to fit your book into. So you've got loads of books, you find a slot in the middle,
yeah, okay.
And you slot your book in.
Okay, un espace.
Un espace, so it's an espace du fromage.
Espace du fromage, le moment fromage, the cheese moment.
The cheese moment, yes, the way we put on a cheesy record.
Yeah.
It's now become a traditional slot on this show, and today's cheesy record, it's appropriate for Lent, because it's Lent. I was reminded by that about that today when I was talking to my son Freddie, who said his mum was going to church. She was going to church for Lent. And so we have the Pet Shop Boys with a song about religion called It's a Sin.
I try not to do it.
I've just been interrupted in my studio by a naughty man wearing hot pants again. Yeah. Told Rodolphe to take his hairy legs out.
Yes, now he come to disturb me.
Also, it's the thing about it's a sin. It's a sin for Rodolphe to wear hot pants and have hairy legs. It's a bad sin. It's like, I'm not just quoting Catholicism here. You just shouldn't wear those shorts, Rodolphe. Anyway, that was the Pet Shop Boys with an album from 1987 called Actually. And it's a very fine album. I like it very much. Pop with depth, to quote Neil Tennant, the singer. Pop with depth. And now we have something more pop, but more grungy style.
Yeah,
pop.
More grungy.
Yeah. This is
kind of pop, yeah.
Yeah, it's still poppy. Yeah. But grungy. By the late, great, what's his face? What's his name? I've forgotten his name now.
Kurt
Cobain. Just went out my brain. Kurt Cobain and Nirvana. And this is my eldest son, Oliver's favourite band. So this is for you, Ollie, if you're listening back there in Blighty. It's Nirvana with Lithium.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book on ears, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. Yeah!
I'm not gonna crack, I miss.
amount of head banging going on in the studio with that one. Apart from when we're being interrupted, me and Kevin trying to go through our bromance thing, and we've got people coming in and out the studio all the way.
Can be.
Can't be alone, man.
Yeah.
It's like, well.
It's trench here.
Yeah, I know. I think it's because the show is so good that people can't help but hover around the studio whilst it's going
fans
on.
Want to see you.
Yeah. It's going to be autograph hunting and stuff going on before we know what's happening. Okay, Kevin, it is time for your third song of the evening. Can you tell us what it's going to be, please?
And for now, it's a French band.
Ah.
Because I want to give you to listen.
Yes.
Yes, it's
you
correct.
To introduce some French stuff to me and my listeners.
Yes.
My listener.
It's a French punk band from the 80s, formed in the late 70s. And I choose this track because it speaks about the Buddha's heart.
Oh, cool. So it's a hippie punk song.
Yes, it's a kind of hippie punk song, and it speaks about Buddha's heart and also about the swastika. That was not invented by the Nazis.
Yes,
it's an old symbol.
It's an old religious symbol, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And it's not kind of powerful. It means kind of power of kind of... But not in the bad way.
Not in an evil way.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of the things that the Nazis did was they took stuff that wasn't necessarily evil and they tried to turn it into a sign of their power.
And it's also a spiritual symbol. And
what's the name of the band again?
The band is called La Souris Déglinguée.
Yeah, whatever.
Which means crazy mouse.
Oh, okay. Crazy mouse. Cool.
The crazy mouse. And the letters of the band... R-L-S-D.
Okay,
it's also
cool.
A joke, but it's not hippies. I can take, they don't take LSD, I think, because it's not psychedelic.
Okay.
And it's also a dedicace. Dedicace, that's correct, for a friend, José, because I play the track on the show when I was working at the radio, and I said that it's an alternative rock band, but it's really not an alternative rock band. It's more punk.
Okay.
We can listen. It's a kind of rockabilly, too.
Okay. Play.
La Souris Déglinguée, Cœur de Bouddha.
Fier d'être, plus on est deux, bien s'entourer,
Crazy Mouse with Bastard?
No, Buddha's Heart.
Buddha's Heart.
Le cœur de Buddha.
What's the bit about Bastard you're saying there?
Because at the first time of the, in the beginning of the lyrics, yeah, yeah, he speak about the heart of Buddha and the swastika and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And after he says that we are all bastards because we are all free, we are not normal, and we are proud to be bastards, and come on with us, we are bastards, and come on in the town. It's a really, it's the guy from Paris, uh-huh, and in the beginning, and I speak about Paris, come on in this part of the town, yeah, yeah, we are the bastards.
Yeah, yeah, the weird ones, the weird ones, like any kind of movement, punk, hippies, whatever, that says, you know, we don't like the weight, so we're going to do it
yeah
this way. Yeah, cool. Like it. Crazy Mouse. Now, the Rolling Stones. No, it's okay. You don't have to panic. I'm not going to play another Rolling Stones record. I'm going to play a cover of a Rolling Stones record, which is, this is dedicated to my son, Freddie, who loves this band, Rage Against the Machine. And this is their version of Street Fighting Men. We'll be right back. what else can a poor boy do except to sing for a rock and roll band? Absolutely. That was for Freddie. Freddie, if you're listening, I hope you had it up really loud, because that record needs to be played really loud.
Sure.
Whoa, that was punchy. This is the best, most punky show for a while, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've been doing a bit too much hippie lately. It's a good punky show tonight. And next we have a band that I was going to play this track a couple of times over the last few shows. I thought, oh, I'll just play Flowers of Romance by Public Image. But I haven't put it on the playlist. And I came in tonight and said, Kevin, what you got? And he said, well, I've got these three tracks, Happy Mondays and the Buzzcocks and Crazy Mouse. And
Crazy. And Public Image, Gimme Ted.
Yes.
Peel. And track Flowers of Romance with my good English accent.
English. I just love taking, because French people, when they say habit, so they don't say the habitude, they don't say habitude.
Habitude.
But habit. Then they will put the H where it's not supposed to be, like English.
English.
So I can't help taking the mickey, and I'm, you know, feel free if you're French and you meet me to take the mickey out of my French as well, you know, by all means. It's not very good.
Okay, and it's time to listen to the more experimental record of Public Image Limited.
Yeah. Yes. Go.
Go. On vinyl.
That's the end of that record then. That's the Flowers of Romance, Public Image Limited, John Lydon. We were just Johnny Rotten, to the most of you who know him. Johnny Rotten, just in case he's listening, because he prefers to be called John Lydon these days. So Johnny Rotten, in the spirit of punk. Hello, Johnny Rotten. We were just discussing the bass playing, the absence of any bass playing on that. Because Jar Wobble, the bass player who played with Public Image for the first two, three albums, I think.
This one is third.
Third, that's right. So he played on the first album, which was the one that had Religion on it.
Yeah.
Which was just called Public Image.
Public Image, our first issue.
Yeah, first issue, that's right.
The repress were called First Issue.
And then the Metal Box. And then this one, which was the third album, and he'd gone.
Yes, and Flower of Romance.
I saw Jarwobble playing bass in a tent. It was in a tent on the beach in Shoreham, which is near Brighton. And he was great. He was brilliant. But he was quite large by then. And he just sat there with his bass in a chair and played brilliant bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool guy. Cool guy. So we've come to the end of another show, unfortunately.
Oh, so sad.
It's very sad. We should do
too
this.
Too short.
Yeah, I know. We should do this at least every day, really. But
yeah.
But that might take up a lot of our time, and we've got other things to do as well. So we're going to finish tonight with a track by the Beatles, which is, as you know, I was playing some Beatles last time. I nearly started the show with this song because it's a great song. It's really punky. It's probably the most punky thing the Beatles have ever done.
It's one of the first heavy metal track in the story.
Yeah. And
punk also.
Yeah, 1968.
Yeah.
You know, so
the white album.
That's right, the white album, yeah. And I think it's supposed to be written about the Manson family. You know,
No, I think that it's the Manson family. Listen to this track and heard stuff in the lyrics and in the background, and after that they do weird stuff.
Yeah, they must have been taking drugs, because I listened to the song. It must have been taking really strong drugs, because I've been listening to this song today, and there's nothing in there about killing people. About killing your family. There's nothing in there. It's a song about love, man.
Yeah.
Peace and love, man.
But Charles Manson, I don't think that he's a love man.
No, he wasn't a love man at all. I saw a version of it looking at YouTube, finding this track, and there's a version with Paul McCartney doing it with Nirvana, which is kind of cool. I nearly got that one, but then I thought, no, let's go for the Beatles, the original, because this is the best. So
the best, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So good night, everybody. Bonne soirée to le monde. I look forward to having your ears again next time, when I think I'll be with Rodolf.
Yes, I think.
And Kevin will be with us again very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, good night,
thanks,
Kevin.
Thanks, Peter. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Kevin. And au revoir.
Au revoir.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah. But don't you want me? Do you want me to make